Let's read together Proverbs chapter 2. In this chapter, we have more on the important topic of wisdom, finding the way of wisdom and following the way of wisdom. Let's begin by reading the first six verses of this chapter. Proverbs chapter 2, beginning with verse 1. My son, if you receive my words and treasure my commands within you, so that you incline your ear to wisdom and apply your heart to understanding, yes, if you cry out for discernment and lift up your voice for understanding, if you seek her as silver and search for her as for hidden treasures, then you will understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. For the Lord gives wisdom. From his mouth come knowledge and understanding. Let's begin our study of this important chapter, Proverbs chapter 2, with some background notes. In Proverbs chapter 1, after the introduction, we saw the important precepts of wisdom. You remember the three precepts of wisdom that we had in our last talk? Number 1, revere God. Proverbs 1:7. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. Number 2, respect authority. Proverbs chapter 1, verses 8 and 9. My son, hear the instruction of your father, and do not forsake the law of your mother, for they will be a graceful ornament on your head and chains about your neck. And number 3, resist temptation. Proverbs chapter 1, verse 10. My son, if sinners entice you, do not consent. So there are your three precepts of wisdom. Revere God, respect authority, and resist temptation. These are the precepts of wisdom, and they are expanded upon in the first 9 chapters of Proverbs before coming to the Proverbs of Solomon in chapter 10. Now, to follow the precepts of wisdom is to walk in the way of wisdom. To walk in the way of wisdom pleases God and has great benefits. But following the way of wisdom is not automatic, and it is not easy. And that brings us to our doctrinal points for this second chapter of Proverbs. So doctrinal point number 1, following the way of wisdom requires great effort. Following the way of wisdom requires great effort. Verses 1 through 6. In these verses that we just read, we see several requirements demanded for anyone who desires to walk in the way of wisdom. In verse 1, we see that there must be a strong desire for God's wisdom, as for a treasure. You know, this cannot be said of too many people, including many Christians. There are many who desire entertainment and long life and money and power, but what about the wisdom from above? Do you desire that? In verses 2 and 3, we see the requirement of being open to receive God's wisdom, verse 2, and the requirement to ask for God's wisdom, verse 3. Let's read verses 2 and 3 once again. So that you incline your ear to wisdom and apply your heart to understanding. Yes, if you cry out for discernment and lift up your voice for understanding. Obviously, the study of God's word and prayer come into view here, and that requires great effort, more than just a short devotional reading and prayer each day. How many of you would agree that really to get into the word of God and study it and have a solid prayer life is not easy? It's not automatic and it's not easy. Think of the effort that people put into looking for hidden treasure. According to verse 4, that's the kind and amount of effort that's needed to follow the way of wisdom. Only then will we begin to enter into understanding more of the mind of the Lord, verse 5. And only then can we be sure that we have true wisdom and knowledge and understanding, verse 6. Colossians chapter 2, verse 3 says, in Christ are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. Colossians 2, 3. Do you want to follow the way of wisdom? Are you willing to put in the effort required? Following the way of wisdom requires great effort. Doctrinal point number 2. Following the way of wisdom realizes great benefits. Following the way of wisdom realizes great benefits. Verses 7 through 22. Proverbs chapter 2, beginning now with verse 7. He stores up sound wisdom for the upright. He is a shield to those who walk uprightly. He guards the paths of justice and preserves the way of his saints. Then you will understand righteousness and justice, equity in every good path. When wisdom enters your heart and knowledge is pleasant to your soul, Discretion will preserve you. Understanding will keep you, to deliver you from the way of evil, from the man who speaks perverse things, from those who leave the paths of uprightness to walk in the ways of darkness, who rejoice in doing evil and delight in the perversity of the wicked, whose ways are crooked and who are devious in their paths, to deliver you from the immoral woman, from the seductress who flatters with her words, who forsakes the companion of her youth and forgets the covenant of her God. For her house leads down to death and her paths to the dead. None who go to her return, nor do they regain the paths of life. So you may walk in the way of goodness and keep to the paths of righteousness, for the upright will dwell in the land, and the blameless will remain in it, but the wicked will be cut off from the earth, and the unfaithful will be uprooted from it. Verses 7 through 22. At the beginning of verse 7, we see one of the greatest benefits of walking in the way of wisdom, and that is more wisdom. The beginning of verse 7, he stores up sound wisdom for the upright. Go to godly people, and you will receive wise counsel. At the end of verse 7 and in verse 8, we see the benefit of God's protection. He is a shield to those who walk uprightly. He guards the paths of justice and preserves the way of his saints. The end of verse 7 and verse 8. As we walk in the way of wisdom, God protects us from the evil in this world and from the fiery darts of Satan, as we read in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 16. In fact, let's read that well-known armor passage from Ephesians chapter 6, because putting on the full armor of God for protection is certainly essential to walking in the way of wisdom. I'm reading from Ephesians chapter 6, beginning with verse 10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand, therefore, having girded your waist with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, with which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to this end with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints. From Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 18. To put on the full armor of God is to walk in the way of wisdom and to follow the precepts of wisdom. The best thing you can do to protect your children from the evil that is in this world is to teach them the precepts of wisdom from God's word. In verses 9 through 15, we see that another benefit of wisdom is discernment. Discernment between right and wrong and the ability to use discretion and avoid people and situations that would lead us astray. Let's read these verses, verses 9 through 15. Proverbs chapter 2, beginning with verse 9. Then you will understand righteousness and justice, equity and every good path. When wisdom enters your heart and knowledge is pleasant to your soul, discretion will preserve you, understanding will keep you, to deliver you from the way of evil, from the man who speaks perverse things, from those who leave the paths of uprightness, to walk in the ways of darkness, who rejoice in doing evil and delight in the perversity of the wicked, whose ways are crooked and who are devious in their paths. Verses 9 through 15. Many people, including Christians, are in sinful situations today that they never dreamed possible. Why? Because they did not follow the precepts of wisdom, and they did not have the discernment to make the right choices, and they did not have the moral strength to avoid the wrong people and wrong situations. In verses 16 through 19, we see that the believer who follows the way of wisdom has the benefit of moral integrity and is able to resist the temptations of sexual immorality. Let's read these verses, verses 16 through 19. To deliver you from the immoral woman, from the seductress who flatters with her words, who forsakes the companion of her youth and forgets the covenant of her God. For her house leads down to death and her path to the dead. None who go to her return, nor do they regain the paths of life. Verses 16 through 19. Now we see from the context here that it is the temptations of an adulteress who has left her marriage vows made before God, verse 17, to ensnare any of many men who are all too vulnerable in this area. She uses flattery to manipulate, so very subtle. The only way of escape is to be walking in the way of wisdom. Start down the path to the house of the immoral woman, and you'll never return. For a few moments of physical pleasure, the road leads away from God to death. In verses 20 through 22, once again, we see the contrasting destinies of the wicked versus the righteous. The wicked would be cut off and uprooted from the promised land, while the righteous would live and be blessed in the land. Verses 20 through 22. So you may walk in the way of goodness and keep to the paths of righteousness, for the upright will dwell in the land, and the blameless will remain in it. But the wicked will be cut off from the earth, and the unfaithful will be uprooted from it. The wicked would be cut off and uprooted from the promised land, while the righteous would live and be blessed in the land. In application to the believer today, according to Ephesians chapter 1, if you follow the way of wisdom, you will enjoy all the spiritual blessings that God offers the believer. Following the way of wisdom realizes great benefits. And now for a practical application from Proverbs chapter 2. Let wisdom have her positive snowballing effect. Let wisdom have her positive snowballing effect. Now, the term snowballing is usually used in a negative sense, but it can be used in a positive sense as well. And that's the way we're using it here. We saw in verse 7 that one of the benefits of following the way of wisdom is to receive more wisdom. Verse 7, once again, the beginning of verse 7. He stores up sound wisdom for the upright. Think of it, God storing up wisdom for the upright. With more wisdom, you will be enabled to better follow the precepts and way of wisdom. And so the good cycle continues in a positive snowballing effect. Everybody follow? Follow the precepts of wisdom, you get more wisdom. You get more wisdom, you're more enabled to follow the precepts of wisdom. And it's a good snowballing effect. Illustration. I remember when I was in grade school, we had a hill behind the school of just the right slope, so that when we had snow of the right consistency, at recess we would go out and start a bunch of snowballs rolling down the hill. It was absolutely amazing how big these snowballs would grow before they rolled to a stop, much bigger than we were. A good illustration of how great the snowballing effect can be. Let wisdom have her positive snowballing effect.